I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The United Nations says it will resume aid flights to Burma tomorrow. The announcement came just hours after UN officials had suspended the flights. The back and forth illustrates just how difficult it's been for aid agencies to deal with Burma's reclusive government. Burma was hit by a cyclone almost a week ago. Much Western aid has been offered, but little has actually gotten in. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of Burmese are in need of urgent help. Greg Barrow is with the UN's World Food Program in London. He says his agency has already delivered 2 plane loads of food assistance to Burma, but getting the military government to release the aid is another story.
Our practice, wherever we're working, is aid and assistance that we bring into the country is then distributed by us or by non-governmental organizations with whom we're working. We don't generally hand materials over to the government under any circumstances. So this is why we have this local difficulty in the capital at the moment with some of our aid that has arrived. We need to get possession of it. It's currently being held at the airport, as far as I know. And once we get hold of it, we can get it very quickly to the areas where people have been most affected.
And what is wrong with just leaving the aid at the door, as it were? Why not let the government take care of it? Why isn't it a viable option?
I think it's an important humanitarian principle, and this is why we have multilateral agencies like the United Nations, which play a neutral role in many countries. We have the expertise to identify the most vulnerable people. We have the knowledge of how to get it into difficult areas and set up distribution channels that ensure, for example, that children, women, the elderly get hold of the assistance first. This is where we have our expertise, and this is why we are so careful about ensuring that either the World Food Programme itself or other non-governmental organizations who we trust have the similar expertise are the ones that play this role.
The junta's concern, according to some people, is paranoia that with an extraordinary natural disaster on its hands, the door is now open for organizations with a political axe to grind to come in and put the pressure on. Would you agree with that?
I think we recognize we are an agency that's already working inside Myanmar, and we recognize that there is a certain anxiety amongst the authorities there about any kind of foreign intervention. And part of our role there is to convince the authorities that our intentions are entirely humanitarian, that the reason that we want to bring in extra staff is purely to respond to the humanitarian needs of the population that's been affected by the cyclone. Now, there seems to be a great appetite for the humanitarian community to almost pick a fight with the authorities that could quickly lead to a complete shutdown in humanitarian operations. Our objectives are focused solely on getting to as many people as we possibly can while there is any vague outside chance of doing that, and that's what we're focused on.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be a very difficult negotiation that you and other UN bodies must have. I mean, if pressed too hard, I imagine the Burmese regime will dig in its heels and things could get a lot worse for all the people, all the victims.
There is that possibility, and I think the experience of agencies like the World Food Programme working in difficult circumstances in many countries around the world is that one has to avoid, wherever possible, the outside chance that the sovereign government might decide that actually it's better off without you there at all, in which case, as an agency, you could be accused of abandoning the people you're trying to protect and assist. So one would try to avoid that wherever possible.
Greg Barrow, Senior Public Affairs Officer with the World Food Programme in London. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure.